Hey, let's do one on, let's see, Deborah Green. There you go. Deborah Green. Patient was born 1/22/56. Today is 4/1. Deborah comes in today for a follow-up of exacerbation of COPD. She's sounding much better. She's breathing better. She actually slept for the first time. Last time this happened, she ended up in the hospital for a week or two. Her back pain and chest wall pain is improved. She's not having any nausea and vomiting. She's eating well and has had no other issues or complaints, period. Any paragraph. Medical problems, skin cancer, end-stage COPD, surgery, hysterectomy, C-section, appendectomy. No surgery for skin cancer. Social, still smokes, doesn't drink, lives with her friend, allergen and drug allergy, medications reviewed. Changes since yesterday includes Phenagan DM, Tramadol, as well as Z-Pak and Imedrol dose back to her medication that was added. Allergen and drug allergy, COVID immunization, none, but has had COVID in the past. 161 pounds, 92%, 98.2, 16, 105, 142 over 71. Woman. The O2-SAT was on room air or with a nasal oxygen? Do you remember? That O2-SAT at 92% is with oxygen in place. She did have a nasal cannula at 2 liters today. Heart positive, some positive to lungs, much improved lung sounds, less wheezing, less rouse, less ronchi. Abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, lower skin shows no edema. Assessment number one, exacerbation of COPD improving. Number two, finished medication. Number three, come back next week. Number four, chest wall pain resolved. Next one is back pain resolved. Next number, no sign of pulmonary embolus. Next number is if back pain returns, we need to do a CT scan. Next number is lower extremity, shows no evidence of DVT. Next number, no issues with nausea and vomiting with current medication. Next time, there's no diarrhea reported. Next time, there's findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. And we'll see me next week. Thank you.